Hello, and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Heidi Stahl, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm Heidi, and this is The Inside Dish, and today we have Jeff, Justin, and George from Little Orchids. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us a little bit about Little Orchids and how it got its start.
We opened about 3 months ago, around late November. Wanted to grow and expand the concept of the two restaurants into a more easy access kind of restaurant spot, where it kind of takes the two concepts and kind of puts it together in like an easy, approachable way in terms of price point and breakdown of the type of food we have. It kind of has the best hits of both places. We wanted to bring it to Quakertown, where there's not a lot of like local small businesses, and kind of grow and get our feet into the community that way.
So would you say is Little Orchids the sister or the baby sister of Notch and White Orchid? Because those are the other restaurants, right? So those are...
Sure. Yeah, I would probably say it's like kind of the baby of the restaurants. It's if you've never been to any of the other two restaurants, it's a great place to start in terms of you get a little taste of what both the restaurants are about, the concepts, and it's the approachable. We kind of break down the dishes into like more like tapas style. Our appetizer sections a lot bigger than both the other restaurants, so it's a very good way to get your feet wet if you've never been to like an Asian fusion or a Thai restaurant, and the cocktails we have are great and kind of thread line between the other two restaurants, and our food is kind of the same way, where we have a little bit of our best hits of both places.
Okay, so Chef Justin, tell me a little bit about the best hits that you're putting out here at Little Orchids.
I feel like, Jeff kind of hit it on the head. Like, we kind of have a mixture of both White Orchid and Notch. We get to kind of, like, have a little bit of freedom with, making our own dishes and stuff. So I get the freedom of putting, like, a twist on, like, a fish dish, like, because I'm used to American comfort food. And then this is my first time ever being at, like, Thai.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's still like a little bit that I'm learning more towards, like, doing stuff like the Thai American fusion way. But I feel like we've been hitting it off pretty good, whether that be like a mahi coconut dish, bulgogi tacos.
Yeah, you did a great job on that coconut crust mahi.
Yeah, the coconut crust mahi was really, really good. Yeah. We also have like, like American food, where we do like, I did a ribeye this past month, creamy mushroom sauce, some garlic mashed potatoes and asparagus. And
yeah, it was neat though. We had a couple that came in, like, I was gonna go for, the wife was like, I was gonna go for, I can't resist getting your pineapple fried rice, but I saw that you had a ribeye steak on the menu. The husband ended up getting drunken noodles, and she was like, that was like such a good ribeye, like, and who would have thought that you can get like potatoes and
a ribeye. Right.
So it was like, it was like that like opportunity for like guests that want something different but still want to come and hang out with us and visit us, like, they have the opportunity to get something that, like, suits them best, So it's not just drunken noodles or pad thais. We have, burgers. We have cheesesteaks.
Our riff on a cheesesteak is we take our pad krapao, which is our basil stir fry. It's minced chicken, bell peppers, onions, but we put it into a handheld, throw some smoked Gouda cheese on it, basil and stuff. So it's been really a good hit, and... not everybody is always in the mood for like Asian food, but then if you come in, you're gonna have a wide selection of other things too.
At so
a
good it's price the best point. Of both worlds. Yeah, so if I want to try Thai food,
right.
And then, or if I want Thai and my children want a hamburger,
right.
Get them both at Little Orchids.
Right, correct.
So that's really nice.
That's kind of like Notch's too. Notch has, your burgers and handhelds that has. We have chicken fingers on our menu. We hand cut our fries, and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Want to be able to be approachable, and the focus at the baby restaurant Little Orchids is that it's also price point approachable too. We're mm-hmm. in a really cool community, but there's we're surrounded by a lot of fast food restaurants. We want to be competitive in pricing with your Chick-fil-A's and Red Robin's right there.
Speaking of that, where are you located? Because now every, you know, we can take the kids and get chicken fingers, but let's also, which we're going to touch on a little bit more, there's a full bar there. But where can we find this gem where you can get pad thai, chicken fingers, full bar? Where are you located?
It's on Weston Boulevard, I believe, in Quakertown. So in 309, when you see that Target and Aldi's and BJ's and Chick-fil-A there right off of Pumping Station Road, we're right next to the Best Buy, in between the like Planet Fitness and the Best Buy. You just swing in that shopping center there. I don't know the exact address.
Yeah, 640 in Northwest End Boulevard.
Yeah.
By the Target,
By the Target. By the Ulta.
Right, so you're in the Richland Plaza there, yeah, by all those stores. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, I do want to mention, and now's a good time to touch on this, I have a fabulous cocktail in front of me because they have a full bar there, and I have the lead bartender, George. So, George, tell me about the drinks at Little Orchids.
It's been quite a bit of fun, you know, working on this menu and putting new drinks out, because one of my experiences as someone in the front of the house is I get to directly interact with the guests. And that's been very interesting for me being in Quakertown, coming from Pittsburgh, where, you know, it's very eclectic. You're in a city. And my first job back since Pittsburgh is in Quakertown. And the comments that I get all the time are, we don't have anything like this in Quakertown, mm-hmm, and Bucks County around the area. There's a couple other smaller restaurants, none that are really doing what we're doing in terms of like the Thai fusion aspect of things. Now, in terms of the bar program, you know, we just keep building it up, getting more and more stock and teaching the bartenders how to interact with guests on, you know, meeting their interests. One of the biggest things is you can come to our bar and you should expect to be able to, you know, if you're in the mood for something specific but you don't know what, you can tell me that you want something tart or sweet, or, you know, you want something with gin or vodka or rum or whiskey. And we have a fantastic whiskey selection. And we can make you something that you're in the mood for. In terms of the drink that you see in front of you, this is a Valentine's Day special. It's called As You Wish because The Princess Bride is like one of the best movies ever made. But it's gin, bergamot liqueur, which is Italian citrus. It's a little bitter. And then some elderflower liqueur with this strawberry basil syrup I kind of just threw together last week that stuck. A little bit of cracked pepper in there, nothing that you'll taste, but it enhances the flavors of the cocktail as well. It's steeped in basil with just some lime juice and like a tiny bit of absinthe that adds an anise flavor to it. A little bit on the sweeter side. We try to keep things a little bit sweeter at the bar to accompany the Thai food. Sweet drinks lend themselves really well to Thai food and a lot of the spice in our dishes. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun kind of educating people in and around Quakertown on cocktails. There's not a lot of cocktail programs around. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're just going to keep kind of growing this thing. We're going to do a menu adjustment, you know, in the next couple weeks with some drinks on there, add some new ones. And if I may just say, we also make fantastic mocktails. We have options for everyone, just like the kitchen does. You know, we can put together some nice mocktails for you as well. We're always going to have a mocktail on special. And then we have a fantastic selection of rotating beers and wines as well.
Is it a similar menu to, say, a Notch? Because I know I like the Lehigh Valley Housewife as a drink. So is there something similar on the menu? Or can I come in and order that? It's one of my...
You'll see it when you see it at the menu.
It's, yeah, it's funny that you say that because, yeah, that drink is on the menu. But it's called Bucks County Housewives.
Smart. Okay. So,
yeah, that drink is on the menu. Again, yeah, it's kind of pulling the best of both restaurants. So we have the Asian Paratini from White Orchids. That's very popular. The Thai Lemon Drop Martini. And then, yeah, we brought over the Housewives drink from Notch. And then we have some new ones on there. So you can get the Bucks County Housewives when you come in.
That's fine. I'll allow it. But I can also come in and get an espresso martini. Mm-hmm. And will you, if I say, you know, I want pad thai or drunken noodles, mm-hmm, can you pair those drinks for me?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, on the flip side, you know, we have a fantastic Wagyu truffle burger. And sometimes I get some rugged blue-collar workers that come in off 309 at lunch in the middle, you know, on Tuesday or Wednesday. They worked overnight or something. They just want a big burger, and they want an old-fashioned. So we can make an old-fashioned Manhattan, something a little bit heavier to accompany, you know, the handhelds. And then the lighter dishes, you know, something with gin or vodka. So.
And then a custom crafted, too, like our old fashions. You have different flavor profiles on the menu that you can choose from,
yep,
smoked or...
Yeah, we can. We have a very versatile bar in terms of product and staff. So you can expect to have a tailored experience no matter what you're into. And I think that's the most like wonderful thing about this restaurant is we accompany people's requests very well. So one of the things in the front of the house that you'll like see is our servers and bartenders always ask people if they have any allergies or if there's anything they'd like to avoid in a dish. And the kitchen is built to, you know, accompany a lot of requests, which I know can get hectic and they work really hard back there. But spice level adjustments, you can get dishes, almost everything on our menu. You can get mild, medium, medium hot, or hot, or Thai hot if you want to get real crazy.
That's what I'm talking about. I want some yeah. Thai hot. Can I get Thai hot in my drink so too? Can you make a spicy drink?
Well, absolutely, yeah. If you want, I probably won't use the chili paste that they use. But yeah, we have jalapenos back there, and I got some tinctures that I can play around with. I'm always game for a challenge back there. I played around with a drink for Valentine's Day that used our Togarashi spice. It didn't make its way onto the feature menu, but I liked it.
So you're saying there's a secret menu we can come? We can ask for a spicy drink, right?
There's a secret George menu. Yeah. If you came in on a Friday night and asked Matt, who's one of the bartenders at Notch, he works with me on Friday evenings there. I'm sure Matt's got his own little secret menu at Notch. But yeah. Maybe one day that Togarashi drink will make it on, but it had a little too much going on, a little craziness.
We'll have to keep coming back, right? Yeah, so we're about to wrap up, but Chef Justin, what is there any other meals or other food you'd like to talk about? Because we've talked about the bar, and again, this is a unique spot for Quakertown, so it's really exciting that we have the bar and craft cocktails, but I just want to highlight, is there any other dishes you'd like to share? Because it's already awesome. We're so lucky to have you, but what else can we expect?
One thing I wanted to point out is like our kitchens, you know, people from like different cultures, and everybody kind of like comes together and like they have good input as well. So, I mean, the sky's the limit as far as it comes to like coming up with specials or cool food or creative food.
But, yeah, George mentioned, doing a menu tweak and revamp since we've opened, and that's kind of like what we've been doing as a team in the restaurant with, our feedback from guests and stuff like that too. Stuff that, you know, we've see that's more popular than others, things that we thought would be super popular, but it's not, you know, and also like it seems like that area, people really like spicy food. Like it's surprising because we go through, you know, more chilies over there than white orchids. You know, people don't really like stuff mild over there. It's medium hot. It's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, every dish almost, we're just adding more chilies and adding more habaneros. And it was kind of like a surprise from having white orchids for 17, 18 years and not for 5 or 6. Like, it's like, wow, we're blowing through these like spices. Yeah. And people like, you know, have different expectations of heat and stuff like that, which was cool, you know. But yeah, I mean, in terms of with that menu revamp and stuff like that, Justin and the rest of the crew are going to be looking to swap things out and make things a little bit more, fun and also
spice it up.
Main priority right now is probably trying to like figure out what works and what doesn't work and then just adjusting from there and seeing what, you know, the feedback is that people like.
So because we have to stay tuned because the menu is going to change and we're going to keep an eye on things, how can people follow you to see what's happening next?
Take a look at our socials, our Facebook, our Instagram. Our website is Little Orchids, KNB, kitcheninbar.com. Mm.
Okay, so we'll check out your socials. Give us the address one more time, or at least tell us where everybody can find this unique spot.
Yeah, it's 640 Northwest End Boulevard in Quakertown. We're next to the Best Buy in the Target Shopping Center right there. It's a cool little spot. About 30 tables, so I mean, I definitely recommend like a reservation on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We've been doing really, really well with takeout. We do delivery, so that's been very, very popular as well too. But yeah, I mean, those are all great things. So you can kind of check us out in different forms, whether you're dining in, taking out, dining at the bar.
So great. Well, thank you so much. Again, this is Little Orchids in Quakertown, and Jeff, Justin, and George, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.